It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
Oh, that one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 1016.
What is happening? Happy hump day, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Georgie Boy joins us today at the producer's desk.
G'day, guys. Good to be back on hump day.
Mate, how are you feeling on hump day?
Oh, nostalgic.
Yeah.
Wednesdays were my favourite day for a good 3 months.
Tuesdays were your worst.
Most anxious, at least.
You would spend many hours on a Tuesday evening finishing an edit. Is that right?
Fretting about how awful it is, but then and then pumped up on Wednesday because everyone would say...
Just clap it.
Just clap it in. Mm-hmm. You a bit hung? Hung like a monkey?
Yeah. No, so yesterday we did do... I'm not really into drinking culture, so I don't want to spend too much time celebrating my hangover.
But, I was just asking. It was just a question.
Fuck off. No.
He's hung.
I'm hungover.
He's
hung.
He's hung.
No. I'm feeling tired today.
Yeah, that's hungover, mate.
Yeah.
Remember when you said I've never had a hangover?
You know what? Like, maybe I'm just... can you stop with the fidget spinner? I can hear the vibration.
No, you can't.
I'm getting more and more... You're doing that with
You're actually bumping. It was you that's bumped it. The guy's hungover as shit, dude.
Anyway.
You can't actually hear it.
No, so what was happening? Were you...
You banged it.
No, you did. Anyway.
He's hungover. This is what happens, Josh. A telltale sign of being hungover.
Mm-hmm.
Anything shits you. Everything shits you.
No, I feel that. George was actually saying, because we were talking about the type of person you are when you drink, which is funny because I had the domain name, you and I, before we went into business together.
We
bought the domain name When I Drink, and we were going to do a documentary exploring alcohol.
Yeah.
And culture and things like that.
We got too drunk to finish it.
No, but it was interesting. Like, what do you remember from that time?
Not much.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was drunk.
Yeah.
No.
So I just remember it must have been 2017. It would have been like
1922.
I was in your office at that point. That was the first time I met you, DJ.
Met me.
Yeah. I remember you came in for a meeting with Josh and you guys were brainstorming ideas.
I can't even remember that.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? And so...
At Dyett Street.
Yeah.
Can't even remember that.
Yeah.
And I remember going to that place a few times, but...
Isn't that funny?
I remember you being there.
George being
there. But I felt like maybe I'd already met you.
Yeah, maybe.
But maybe...
I remember Josh was like, oh, my mate Tommy. Do you know Tommy Jacket? He was on Sunrise.
It was definitely, I think that's been the consistent thing. I'm a good hyper.
One cameo on the project. Hasn't since been back.
O-Bike and all that. So I think it was, maybe it was just after O-Bike Fishing.
But did you make the connection though, George? Did you know who I was?
No, I didn't know.
No, that sucks. This is a sad day.
No, so I think timeline wise, I think in October, I think it was October 1, that you launched the O-Bike video. The reason why I think I remember that 2017 was because we got the domain name for it, maybe. I feel like you got like an O-Bike Fishing...
.com. Yes.
And, but we did some filming. We went to Smith Street and we did Vox Pops and said, what do you like when you drink?
It all got a bit sad. Because we were at the pub and it was probably 12.
Yeah, and there were some guys there that were drinking who were happy to talk.
Yeah, loved it.
But it's interesting. Yeah, booze, I think if you think about over the course of the show, I've spoken about starting to drink, like I just started to drink.
And so now you can't say that because you've
Yeah, exactly.
Been
but
drinking.
I definitely see the appeal in not drinking and I see the appeal. So one of the interesting things about what we, some of the stuff that we read when we're researching about drinking is that there, I remember seeing a graph and it was like anxiety and people who drink a lot and people who don't drink at all have a higher level of anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I remember being like, oh, well, maybe, I don't know if this is good science or makes any sense. But I'm like, maybe I'm anxious because I'm not drinking at all. Maybe I need to just drink just a tiny bit, just like be a little bit more carefree with things, mm-hmm. you know?
But I think it comes with the mindset of the person that doesn't really think too much about mm-hmm. it, but then doesn't push it across the line. Yeah. And that is like saying use something that's addictive yeah. in moderation
yeah.
and have no issue with it. And so I'm social not media is that. It's like you totally yeah. smash social media. Mm-hmm. You end up being anxious and yeah. comparing. You don't use it all. Maybe it's not the same comparison.
No, but I get it. Yeah, someone who's not on social media at all. They could be very sort of headstrong, but there could also be a bit of pain that's associated with yeah. the social media stuff. But what JB and I were talking about was what type of person you are when you drink. And I was sort of happy that I wasn't yelly.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
I was nice. And there was even a point where I think that we were being mean to each other. And Jess said that I said, guys, we're going to, if people are going to be mean to each other, we're going to stop.
Okay, no, that's which, good. That's good.
Which, so my control freakness remains. But GB was saying that if you have rum, you're more likely to be angry.
Yeah, I remember hearing all yeah. this. I was like, yeah, mate, if you drink Jim Beams, you know, you'll be punchy. But yeah, I think it's like, said. Did you say that?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I think that was what people used to say back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Spirits, sure you get aggressive. But, I mean...
Is it just the type of person?
If you're not an aggressive
yeah.
person,
yeah.
Yeah, totally.
You mm-hmm. probably won't get aggressive mm-hmm. just because of the liquid. It's yeah. like... But then there's the problem with... Remember pulses? They were like mm-hmm. guarana energy drink plus vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Bad combo for any individual.
Yeah. Bad for your heart.
Bad for your heart. Bad for you if you've got anger issues.
Uh-huh.
Lots of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there was no pulses drank yesterday.
Yeah. But there was a very much like a just leaning into stuff that you'd normally be embarrassed to do. I just remember Jess and I walked and met Bree at a bookshop.
Yeah.
And on the way there, just hyping Jess up like, I'm so excited for like your future. Like there's big things happening. And I reckon, you know how long Lennox Street is? I reckon that whole time I was doing a motivational speech.
Who got more out of it?
Me, definitely me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I reckon there's a version of a hangover which is just living with whatever I said to someone.
No, yeah, 100%. But at least it was a motivational speech, not a...
Exactly. Like imagine being toxic. Well, imagine being like toxic or just being angry or like I'd much prefer.
Oh, yeah.
But I could also see the other thing. This is one thing that Jess said to me. She's like... like when I drink, as in me, I tend to deconstruct like the next day I'm going through all the elements. Like I'm trying to paint the full picture. I'm trying to remember every single thing that happened.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if that's like a natural thing that everyone's trying to do.
No, I think people either do it in their head. You just do it verbally mm-hmm. or people push uh-huh. it down. Well, suppress it.
Yeah, I said to Jess.
I don't want to think about what happened yeah. yesterday.
But it's good to ask because I said, Jess, I had a feeling that I touched your face. Did I touch your face? And she said, no. And because when I got home, when you're sort of a little bit intoxicated and you go to sleep, I sort of, this is the funny thing, I was in bed by 8:30.
yeah, yeah.
But I slept from 8:30 to 11. And when I woke up at 11, during that whole time, it felt like I was actually still
yeah,
out
yeah.
and about. And so half of my night didn't actually happen.
Imagine if in the future there's shit that like you plug your head into, like Neuralink,
uh-huh.
but you actually go out and you can get up to mischief, but it's in your head
mm-hmm.
and it's through like a computer system.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's 11 p.m. Yeah. You're like, it's all yeah. done.
This is a good... You sound very similar to a guy that's got a VR headset and a fucking a fuck doll. You know, like imagine
is a film,
this is the future. Just seeing a guy with VR just having sex with a it is
that will happen too.
It is happening. 100% is happening. Yeah. Where
no,
do you store
I mean
it?
It's a bit nerdy having to put the headset on. I mean like just fucking strap in like you're in the Matrix
mm-hmm.
and then you're gone. For an hour, but it's actually like you would feel pathetic after you pull that headset off.
Mm.
Yeah,
you know, and you're like, "Where am I?" Like, It's actually like going to sleep.
Yeah, that post headset.
You're put into a new world.
Well, it's almost, and then it becomes like chasing the dragon.
The problem is, though, when that starts happening and it gets so good, people will want to stay in the realm of, you know, thinking, like, you know, in the universe that's been created. The problem is,
it's insta-reals.
Beyond that is, it's like Inception.
Mm-hmm.
You won't know which world you're in.
Yeah,
it'll get that good, and that's the whole thought about this being a simulation.
Mm.
So the point that it's got, it's evolved. The simulation's evolved that you don't know you're in the simulation.
I've ordered myself an acai bowl. It's arrived. If we hear a doorbell, can you just go down, George, and get my acai bowl?
Yeah,
I don't have to eat it on the show, but
I'm going to call you Mr. A from now on.
I do love an acai bowl.
And you wear purple suits.
Like the mask.
George, you're here because we love you, but you're also here because you've got something for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's not to the standard of the old Hump Day replay videos, obviously. It's actually not a video.
Mm-hmm.
But this was sent in by Gronk Shana, who is a great archivist because she actually... You'll remember that when, you know, the Spotify things come up where it's like, oh, I listened to this minute.
Yes, yeah.
Last year, she listened to 18,000 minutes of the show.
Oh,
so she knows her stuff. And so she sent this in and said, oh, can you play this?
This is great.
And it'd be good to get your thoughts on it. It's from episode 111.
If we got to 1,000 episodes of The Daily Talk Show, would you get a tattoo?
We're saying what?
The Daily Talk Show.
Where?
I don't know, anywhere.
Nah, because maybe.
Man, it's 1,000 away. Like, I've done it in a way that it's so far away that you'll say yes, and then it will come to 1,000 episodes. It gives us some content.
Okay. I'll get something.
I'm worried about my acai bowl.
No.
Put it down.
Something.
Tattoo. That's not an exciting piece.
I'll get the Daily Talk Show.
Tattooed.
In my world, in how I want it, if we get to 1,000 episodes.
In my Japanese.
Oh, no. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Tattoo. Sorry to ruin that with my acai bowl. I was just worried about
it.
I'll
get your acai bowl.
George will go get it.
Tattoo. We did speak about...
What did I say there? Was I saying that I would get one...
If we hit 1,000.
...in my own... No, we're going to have to listen to it again. Too distracted. Mr. A, you fucked it.
I did. Fucking acai bowls. I did warn you that it was here.
Yeah, no, you did. That was
very... And then you decided to play the audio.
George did.
When he was there. We'll just wait a few seconds.
So, hang on. I don't know if I said I was getting. Was it on the ground? They just leave it on the ground.
I texted and said leave it on the ground.
Yeah. George, did I say that I would get one, or did I say I'd get something?
You said you'd get something in your own way, or the Daily Talk Show
in your own way. Okay. So I was just pushing back on the logo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that was before we had the new one that looks great.
Yeah.
So yeah, what are you thinking?
Would you get one?
Well, we were talking about this yesterday. It'd be great if you could actually get tattoo artists to come to you, which it doesn't have. Like, there's...
Is that your biggest concern, is going to the tattoo place?
No, it'd be like just the convenience. I think more people would have tattoos. But professionals don't necessarily do it because there's liability.
Yes.
And infection and stuff like that. But I was thinking...
Team bonding.
Joy, this is the thing. This is what I appreciate with George. George is keen for a tattoo.
Yeah, he'd get one.
I'd get one.
But what would you get?
I think just like TDTS on my thigh.
In a thigh.
Thigh. My thigh. My nickname is Matthias. There's a lot of I've got big thighs. A lot of people look to my thighs when they look at me.
TDTS on the thigh. I would probably be.
You get it on the small of your back, you little.
No, I would do inner wrist. Yeah.
Inner wrist.
Yeah.
That's very visible.
No, not if you're wearing a smartwatch or something.
Oh, yeah. Jess was a hard no.
Yeah.
Which was disappointing.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair. Look, we're not bullying anyone into getting anything.
I reckon it'd be great.
So, how would we... see, this is the thing. I'm not in the mental state to be able to make this decision today.
Or you are. Just how about you get a 9-iron? Just a golf club.
Oh, golf. Yeah, there's something.
How about
golf.
You be an absolute little fuckboy and get a RGC, the two golf club
random
sticks.
Random golf club. Yeah, I mean, but that's got nothing to do with the show at that point.
But my point on that was I'd get it in my own way, meaning something that would it's a homage.
So what would your homage be?
A fidget spinner.
Would you really?
No, I'd never. No, the problem is if I haven't even got one for something else in my life, like for Bodie or Amy or, you know, something mm-hmm. to symbolize that. I'd rather get that. But maybe it is just doing a tattoo in the last couple of weeks is the time.
Yeah.
It was all a part of the Daily mm-hmm. Talk Show. Mm-hmm. So then whatever it is, it's a reminder.
I could do like my knuckles, TDTS, of the four.
Yeah, you could do that.
That would look cool. Yeah. But then you have to ask, do you do it inwards, so it's looking in or out?
It's always outwards.
Always outwards. Always so outwards. Like when you're doing a fist, it yeah. sort of does that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is a good point, but it would look, too many people would say, oh, those letters are upside down.
Mm.
Don't know what it says if it's on the, yeah. you know, it's well, optics. This guy who went to jail has self-made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Freelance.
Freelance is a good one.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, good. Yeah. He should have got freelance. Uh-huh. jail time.
GB, with you being here, do you have any, looking back, I think it's like we're starting to slowly move into nostalgia and looking back at the show. What is the thing that stands out in the last 3 years for you? Just like personally or...
And you can't say the redundancy.
It was fresh. It's happened in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But still.
What stands out? I don't know. I really liked doing the videos.
Yeah, yeah.
All the montages were good fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they were great. I'm trying to think.
What he's saying is his spot. Editing stands out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's but so does, much mate. Work that's gone into well, all of that stuff, right? Like, that's the yeah. most amount of time you've spent on stuff. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Learnings? Like, is it that you enjoyed the process? Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I think just having the creative freedom to be myself
mm-hmm.
yeah. and make edits, you know, that I found fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were just like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, great.
But that was nice. And we're listening back to some early episodes yesterday. And your voices are you sound so much younger, I reckon.
Can you play that audio? Right. Just one more time. This is mm-hmm. just from 111, yeah. episode 111.
Ready? If we got to 1,000 episodes of The Daily Talk Show, would you get a tattoo?
We're saying what?
The Daily Talk Show.
Where?
I don't know, anywhere.
Mm. Nah, 'cause maybe.
Man, it's 1,000 away. Like, I've done it in a way that it's so far away that you'll say yes, and then it will come to 1,000 episodes. It gives us some content.
Okay. I'll get something. Not,
no, that's so dumb.
No.
Something.
No.
That's not an exciting piece.
I'll get the Daily Talk Show.
Tattooed.
In my world, in how I want it.
There you go.
So funny,
I mean,
isn't
we
it?
Didn't... Even the earlier episodes, I think, was... GB described it as, it sounded like I was always smiling when I was
did it?
Talking. Yeah. He was saying
fuck, you haven't smiled in 100
Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying like, you sort of see the like stress come through, which I don't know. Like, I think there's, I'm more comfortable.
Like, yeah, maybe, that's 100% it.
The thing is, it's, yeah, it's a comfortable thing around just coming on and even think about like, I don't know whether it makes for a good podcast or not, but just the ability just to say exactly what you're thinking. It's not always the most broadcast professional thing.
Mm.
Like me getting pissed off about my acai bowl just then, there'd be a lot of content directors saying, Josh, you fucked that whole bit. But there is something fun also about just being able to fucking pull from things and talk and just be a bit sort of, outrageous.
There is there's hints in that audio of you from the clip of you when your mum walks in, like that same twin.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sure.
You know, like there's something in that, and my voice sounds like the old me. Mm-hmm. It's weird, but you're right. It's like the comfortable thing. It's like you're mm-hmm. not trying to put on some fucking voice, which I don't think you do it from. You know, it's not a conscious thought.
It's like Hamish Blake sounding British in the early. Like
he might have been. Influenced by Ricky Gervais back then mm. or something. Like he might have been listening to mm-hmm. a lot of a comedian.
Ricky Gervais would have been around then, was he?
What do you mean?
Ricky Gervais?
Ricky Gervais has been around for...
Really?
Yeah, Ricky had like one of the first podcasts. Did you know that?
2000 and... I feel like... So, Ricky Gervais became...
The Office. When was The Office made? But the, before
yeah,
that,
so. So it would have been right on that time, I
Ricky
guess.
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais. I feel like The Office would have been, what, 2000 and... 2000
I remember...
2010, though?
The Ricky Gervais Show was a podcast a very long time ago. And Reese Mitchell got me onto that. This is... I didn't even... It's when funny, I didn't even register the thought of what a podcast is. It was just, I was listening to audio. But when did the Ricky...
Because I always think like Ricky Gervais started later in life.
The Ricky Gervais Show aired 2010.
Yeah.
That was, like, that was the podcast. H&A,
like Hamish and Eddie, 2004, 2005.
Ricky Gervais, The Office, 2001.
Really?
Yeah, The Office started in 2001. But I always found Hamish's comedy similar to Ricky.
Uh-huh.
Like at his time, like the timing and...
Oh, so, the US one came after, didn't it?
The US, I don't even US register office. The US office.
I love the US. I mean, watch more of the US office than I have.
But I think if you're a fan of Ricky, and then he's the guy that made it and then actually did the I just consumed that.
So, the US office was 05.
And so, that's 01. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very old. Mm-hmm. Ricky's been killing it, baby.
Isn't crazy because you think about, like, I remember hearing he started later in life.
Dude, he didn't make it until late 40s, I think.
Mm-hmm. 38, I reckon.
Yeah, it can't be late 40s because he'd be like, what, in his 50s now.
How old do you think he is? Dude, Ricky Gervais is 59.
Yeah, no, but if you were saying late 40s.
Yeah, 2001. No, so, yeah, late 30s, breaks, and then he's the 70. Most famous he is now, and he's nearly 60. Mm-hmm. So, that's like, that's 20 years.
Yeah,
that is crazy. He's been around 20, what was 2001? How long ago was that? 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so, The Office was his break, and then fucking Skyball.
Skyball.
A new thing. You got a Skyball.
What year were you born, JB?
93.
Yeah. What do you remember of Y2K?
Nothing. Really? At all. All I remember went to a...
Seven.
Yeah, I was seven. Mm-hmm. I went to a New Year's Eve party and I was dressed as Mini-Me.
Oh, that's fun. Dude.
And so you'd seen Austin Powers?
You can't see, he's just doing the little thing.
So you'd seen Austin... I remember seeing Austin Powers. It was a huge thing.
Yeah. Dude, awesome. My brother was Dr. Evil and I was Mini-Me with the bald...
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Spray-painted silver suits.
But the thing with... all of that stuff is like the Y2K thing. Like I remember looking outside waiting for the planes to fall because remember that's what they thought was going to happen at midnight. The dates were all going to be fucked, the clocks, and so planes were going to fall out of the sky.
Were they talking about this on the news?
Yeah. Yeah, it was huge. It was a massive deal. I saw
computers were going to stop. Missiles were going to fire.
James Altucher did a this is very sort of meme-y content, but he did it like a meme where he showed all of the different things that have happened in the world.
Like Y2K
or things like that. I think it's just to give some perspective, even though I think it's very fucked up everything that's happening now. And it's like every decade there's been some sort of global thing where we thought the world's ending.
Yeah, Y2K, September 11, Afghanistan war, Vietnam, it's going way back.
Here you go. Here he is.
The financial crisis.
Yeah, so he said, think.
GFC.
1960s, no more. Sorry. Thanks for being here. 1960s, no more oil in 10 years. 1970s. Another ice age in 10 years. 1980s, acid rain will destroy all crops in 10 years. 1990s, the ozone layer will be destroyed in 10 years. 2000s, ice flows will be gone in 10 years, whatever that is. 2000s, Y2K will destroy everything. 2001, anthrax will kill us all. 2002, West Nile virus will kill us all. 2003, SARS will kill us all. 2005, bird flu will kill us all. 2006, E. coli will kill us all. 2008, the financial crash will kill us all. 2009, swine flu will kill us all. 2012, the Mayan calendar will end.
They predict
we will all die. 2013, North Korea will start the Third World War. we will all die. 2014, Ebola will kill us all. 2015, ISIS will kill us all. And it goes on.
Jesus. The Mayans got it wrong. 2012 was a great year.
It was a great year.
It was a fucking great year. What were you doing in 2012?
2012 was a good year for me. I was just in Byron. I was 19.
Started at SAE, was it?
Yeah, it would have been.
Before all the blow-ins?
Actually, no, it was my gap year. I think I finished, because I finished in 2011.
What did you do for your gap year?
Just not much. Just partied.
Really?
Just down at Cheeky Monkeys. Yeah. What is this called?
Nah, mate, locals don't go to Cheeky Monkeys, mate.
Don't they? Where do they go to? Where do they go?
Rum and fist fights is what.
The
Lala's was open back then. That was a good club.
The pub in Byron, was that?
Beach Hotel, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Was that good? Would locals go there?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Any pubs that locals wouldn't go to outside of
Cheeky Monkey?
Yeah, it's like a bar.
Yeah, I don't know. Nah.
What's like three local tips for Byron? Just anything.
If you're flying to Byron right now, we have a local.
Here's the thing. I haven't lived there for 5 years.
Yeah. So
and I was only there for 5 years. Okay, so calling myself a local is a bit
disgusting. Well,
your mum has a bookshop there. Yeah, if your family member has a business there, you're a local. Because you're connected to a lot of locals. Like your mum knows a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, three local things to do. All right.
But they need to be non-touristy.
Yeah,
like
if you want to the lighthouse.
Yeah, if you want to live like a local, what are three things you can do?
Get oysters from the local fish shop and go and eat them on the beach.
Okay. That's a local thing to do?
That's probably... Maybe... Okay, go and eat them at home.
Yeah, great.
To live like a local is pretty boring.
Yeah.
Go to the supermarket shops and go to the supermarket and buy toothpaste and toilet paper.
Yeah. Be annoyed that it's Sunday and you get to go to work on Monday. That's like when you're at home.
Yeah.
What else?
What else, George? Come on.
Ocean swim. Swim from the pass all the way across to the wreck.
Tourists aren't doing that?
No, not really.
Without getting bitten by a shark.
Yeah. I've never done it.
Because tourists get bitten by a shark.
Yeah. And third?
Third. Third, go find a waterfall somewhere in the hills.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. And fourth, put the bins out.
Because it's what night's been night for your mum?
Oh, couldn't tell you.
Welcome Friday. To the Daily Talk Show. It's
fucking... Now as a local, he's definitely not a local.
I'm actually going to get George's mum's bin night
tattooed. Yeah.
You took the bins out last night?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
I took a photo, that's right. Yeah. Not a hero.
Segway, dude.
Yeah.
I fucking lobbed it up for you.
Do we have... We got some nice messages. We've got to go through them all. Trev...
Do we?
Trev Long sent a great one. The thing is that it's so detailed that it will take a little bit to go through.
I've got one from Krista. Yeah. Krista Bell. On Insta, this has come through. Hey team, just wanted to say congrats on your awesome run. I discovered you boys at the start of 2020 through Shameless and immediately subscribed. Without wanting to sound dramatic, your podcast became a real highlight of my daily routine during Melbourne lockdown. And now in 2021, you've been the soundtrack to my commute every day. Thank you for sharing so much of yourselves and best of wishes for your next adventure.
Imagine Bell. Some people have, Fleetwood Mac as their soundtrack. Some have...
Yeah.
Billie Eilish or
some have Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
And others have.
A nice one from, Chris.
Chris Scott.
Lads. What's your one? You read your one first.
That's exactly it.
Is it? Is it? Oh, you've clicked through to his.
Lads, celebrate for the next couple of weeks. Long time podcaster from near the beginning. Fuck, that's an effort. Love that you're both ending on your terms. That's it. Epic run. You could have stopped it at 14, to be honest.
How do you know he's Christian? His name's Christian.
Chris Scott.
Chris Scott. Yeah,
Chris Scott.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You said Christian.
Did I?
Yeah. That's why I thought it was a different one. Anyway, bogged down. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us an email. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, be good. Like, what do you want to hear for the, the next... Next...
How many? How long?
Not long. Six eps? Seven eps.
Seven
eps. Your torch is on. That's a real problem. They need to fix that with the iPhones.
I didn't
turning on all the time.
Is it too much to tell people, though? Like, should it be a rule between everybody? No one tell anyone that their torch is on.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Have you completely ruined your battery? Have you gone from 100 to 0%
based on
leaving your torch on all day?
I have had it in my pocket on, and the only reason I've worked out is because I'm like, ow!
Oh, it got
heat,
hot.
Yeah, the heat on my thigh. Oh my God. Like, oh, what's that? Pull it out. I'm like,
that's not good. Fuck, the 10,000 lumens would kill you. All right. Have a good one, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you, guys.